Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Aileen, and today I am joined by Betches' own Senior Manager of People and Community, Keisha Toussaint. Welcome to Betches Moms.
Thanks for having me.
For all our listeners here, Keisha has a birth story, one that I haven't heard yet, but I am told by our Betches team that it's going to be, you tell me how other people reacted when you shared your birth story.
Yeah, everyone was like, what? Like, are you serious? Like, there's no way. And I'm like, trust me, it happened. Like, everyone was like so shocked. They were like, what the fuck? Like,
is wow.
this possible? Yeah, it was crazy.
And then they were all like, you got to go on Betches Moms. And
yeah, so, like literally.
And here we are. So just before we get into it and talk about that, like, so you have a son, right? And this is your first time mom.
Yeah, first time mom.
Congratulations. How old is your son?
Yes. So my son, he will be 21 months, February 25th. So next week. Yeah, next week.
21 months. That's almost 2 years old.
Yeah.
I'm under 12 months, so I can't do the math yet.
Trust me, it'll fly by.
It'll fly.
It'll fly.
And what's his name?
His name is Quincy Emrys Tews.
So 21 months, Quincy, and what's it been like? So that means you had him in the pandemic. What's been the experience so far?
Yeah, so it's been really great. Like, I feel like this pandemic has been like a blessing and a curse in some sense, because I had my son, I was able to work from home. Like, I was able to be with him for the past, since he's been born, I've been able to be home with him and just see him grow and see his first steps and everything. But it kind of sucks of like having people come to meet him. Like, that was a little bit harder, and him gravitating to other individuals because he was used to mommy and daddy all the time. But it has been a blessing. Like, I'm so lucky. Like, I love this little boy so much.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Isn't it weird to think of your life before? Like, what was
that? I literally try to think about that, and I'm like, what was it like when I wasn't a mom? And it's like hard to go back, because I'm like, wow, like I still can't believe I'm a mom sometimes. Like, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh shit, I had a baby. Like, I literally have those moments of like, what? Like,
it's so weird.
Mom. It's yeah. so weird. Like, all this, I'm about to have a 2-year-old, and like, still, like, I can't believe I'm a mother. Like, I can't believe it.
What about it is unbelievable?
My birth story, the fact how I gave birth, I didn't expect it to be that way. I thought it was going to be something totally different. Like, I thought it was going to be like so hard, like shocking for me. Like, I don't feel like it's very testing. I can say, but I thought it was going to be like, oh my God, it's going to drive you insane. You're not going to have any work-life balance. It's just going to be a lot. And it's actually not that bad. Like, my partner, my boyfriend of like 8 years, he has been like the best support system for me like ever, which is why I think that my mother, like parenthood, has been such like a blessing for me. Like, it's just been so easygoing.
I gotta say, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Was it always like that in those 21 months, or like was the beginning, I'm assuming the beginning was much harder than after maybe he hit a year?
Yeah, so the beginning, when my son was born, my mom spent like a month and a half at our apartment. So it was just like more so adapting to him, and then like breastfeeding was like something, of course, very new, but something I wanted to do, of course, and I'm still doing, but I'm trying to wean my son off.
You're Lord. Still breastfeeding. Wow. How's that, been?
Oh, man. It has been a challenge. It's like a roller coaster because I'm like, God, like my body is not how I want. It's like I miss my perky boobs and now they're like fucking dog ears. I'm so over it. Like it's just so frustrating. But then I'm like, it's great because I'm bonding with him and it's nice. But then it's like, oh, like, can you give me a second? Like, don't touch me. Please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't touch.
You want your body sort of back to yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you're weaning though, right?
Yes,
now?
I am in the process of weaning him. I actually went on vacation like for like 4 days, five days. And he has not come to me for it. Like he'll say it. And then I'm like, okay, here. And he's like, I don't want it. And that's new. So I'm hoping that this is a start to it. Him like trickling off. Good.
If he hadn't done that, would you be like breastfeeding forever? Or like, did you give yourself a cutoff?
I actually surpassed my goal of 12 months and I'm like, okay, like I would do 24, but I'm actually to a point where I'm kind of tired of breastfeeding at this point.
You hit a wall.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Well, I give you major kudos for going that long. I had a milk supply issue, so I had to stop at 10 weeks, but I often sit and I'm like feeding my child formula and I'm like, I cannot imagine breastfeeding right now. I give it so much. I have so much respect for mothers who are still doing it. And I'm only 6 months out. So, yeah. So wow, that's amazing. So I really want to, let's talk about your birth story. I guess the theme is that you had a home birth, right? Was that planned? Give me the context of what happened.
I already had planned a home birth. I hired a midwife. I hired a doula. So I had my birth squad ready to go. And specifically a water birth. Because you can have a home birth and not want to do water. But I prefer to do water. Just like the benefits of it and like just the ambiance. And then just being in water. Like warm, a cool temperature water. That was the dream. And it happened in a way, but not as I expected it. So I gave birth to my son in my bathtub without any medical assistance. So my midwife and doula didn't make it in time. So it was just me and the love of my life. And we gave birth to our son. It happened so fast, Aileen. Like it happened so freaking fast. So I probably was in labor for like an hour. And I thought I was going to my bathtub to cool my contractions because I had done it earlier when I came home from my parents of doing laundry. And then I sat in the tub and I started to fall asleep. I'm like, okay, like wake up, go to bed. And the contraction just like, I kept waking up every like 5 minutes, like to intense contractions. And I'm like, oh, is it Braxton Hicks? Like, I don't know. Like, but I know I'm in pain and this pain is different. So I told my boyfriend, I'm like, hey, babe, can you go and run the bathtub with some warm water so I can kind of like calm my contractions down before my doula arrives? And lo and behold, he came, he filled up the tub a little bit. He came to get me while I'm walking there. Before I could put my toe in the tub, I felt a drop. And it was my son's head still in the sack. Swear. My son's head was still in his whole body was still in the sack. And then I was like, oh my God, like his head's out. And he's like, oh, come on, Keisha. I'm like, babe, seriously, look. And he looked and he's like, wait, like, do you want to wait? I'm like, I can't wait. I need to push him out.
I can't put him back
in. I cannot
in.
Wait. Yeah. So I like squat in the tub and I just gave one good push. And I left him underwater for like 5 seconds. I popped the sack and I just lift him up on my chest. And I just sat back and I was just like, oh my God, like my son is here. He's here.
Oh my God. Okay. I have several questions. How far along were you? First of all, thank God everything went well. And like, that must have been such a scary moment. Like, cause you had no one else there and there was no choice but to push him out. Like, were you really scared?
I wouldn't say I was scared. I feel like I was like prepared because I wasn't like prepared like to do it alone, but I was prepared of like, okay, like it's now or never. My son's here. Like I just need to remain calm because if I panic, like I don't want anything to happen. So I just need to be calm and take deep breaths and know that everything is going to be okay. This is in God's hands. So I had told my boyfriend, I said, hey, like call to Kia, which was my midwife, and let her know that I gave birth. So he called her and say, hey, Keisha just gave birth. And she's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. She's like, I'm on my way. My midwife lived in Long Island and I lived in Brooklyn. So that's probably like an hour drive. She probably got there in like 30 minutes. Like she sped.
She was sped.
Like she could not believe it. And I was her last client before she retired.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that is so inspiring that you felt that you needed to keep calm in that moment. So wait, so how far along were you? Was it early?
No, so I was actually due May 30th, the day before my birthday, but my son came like 5 days. He was born on the 25th. So 5 days. Yeah, it was pretty much full term.
Right. And did you do anything like during your pregnancy to prepare for like a less painful or a quicker delivery? You know how people do like different natural remedies?
Yeah. So I was always like an active person, but like give or take, just because you're an active person doesn't mean like, okay, I'm going to have the easiest birth like ever. Like it just depends. But like I did what I needed to do. I felt like what I needed to do. I exercised a lot like when I was pregnant. People said like, oh, you got to drink a lot of water. That did not happen at all. Like I drank water, but like so not as much as they told you to consume. But I did walk a lot. I exercise. I know prenatal yoga is like really good. Like my doula, Nicole, she was so amazing of showing me like different tips and stuff like yoga positions and stuff that would be really helpful. So I did that. I had a lot of rest. But yeah, I can't say like I did anything like special to be like, okay, this is what you have to do to have like an easy birth. Like it just, I guess I just got lucky.
Lucky, yeah, lucky. That's... no, because I asked because like there's all these like kind of, I don't know if they're old wives' tales, but like, you know, raspberry leaf tea and the dates 6 weeks before, you know, that who knows if it actually helps, but
I think that it does. Like I had the, you said the red raspberry tea, like I had that. So it can help. Like I feel like all things natural are like for me, like home remedies and just like herbs and things like that, like I'm all for it. So maybe that could have contributed to my birth. Yeah, it could have.
Could have, right.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So when you said, I can't believe, like, your child came out and you popped the sack, like, did you know what to do? Did your doula and midwife like prepare you for like the step-by-step process of what was going to happen? Or did you just feel like you knew what to do in the moment, like natural instinct?
It's natural instinct, 100%. Because like I thought like, okay, like when we talked about like our birth plan and everything, everyone was going to be there and I was going to be in the pool and they'll guide me through my laboring process. But the natural instinct definitely kicked in. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to hope that I'm doing the right thing. And I'm just going to be calm and like, just take this baby and hold him. At least there's no cord wrapped around his neck. He's still breathing. I'm rubbing his back, giving him skin to skin. I'm humming to him. Like, it's going to be fine. And that's all I did. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I would be terrified. I'd be like, my husband would probably be running around in circles. Like he wouldn't know what to do with himself. Yeah. So why did you want to do a home birth in the first place? Like what made you go that route? Do it at home? You said you wanted people to watch. Like how did you make those decisions?
Yeah, definitely. So when me and my boyfriend, we were in college, I wasn't planning on having children at that time, but we were listening to like this podcast about like natural home births and like the benefits of it, just like how the laboring process should be. And I was just like, you know, like, I think this is for me. And a lot of reasons why, you know, being a Black woman living in America, like the mortality rates for Black mothers are extremely high. It's like 4 times more than white women. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like if I gave birth in a hospital, like it's a 50-50 chance that I'm going to walk out of there either dead or alive. And that was a big fear of mine. And just like stories that I've heard about like other mothers and like what they've been through, how they were mistreated. I didn't want that for myself. So I did research, of course, to figure out like what's beneficial to me if I wanted to have it in a birth center or if I wanted to do a home birth. And I felt like a home birth was better for me because I have full control of my atmosphere and my ambiance and who I want in the room with me, as opposed to being in a hospital of saying like, no, this, you're only allowed two people. And it being in the pandemic, like at that time I was pregnant in 2019, we weren't in a pandemic at that time, so I didn't know. So having to think about that, I'm like, you know, this is how I always wanted it to be. And I just, we were all on board. Both me and my boyfriend were like, yeah, if we ever have kids, it would be a home birth. And he fully supported that. And he had kind of like the same beliefs and philosophy that I did as well of like, let it be natural. It should all be natural.
That's amazing that you, that it I mean, it came, it came true, just yeah, not really to plan, but that's yeah, amazing that you kind of like set out and you guys were on the same page. You said all things natural. Were you nervous about the pain?
Girl, let me tell you, I was so nervous. I was yeah, like, I don't have no tattoos, so I don't even like needles. So I'm thinking about same, a whole baby, just pushing this baby out. My hoo-ha. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know if I could bear this pain. And I'm like looking at all these like birth videos on like YouTube and just like in movies of like how excruciating it is. But hands down, my midwife Takia and my doula Nicole, like they made me prepare. They're like, my midwife always said, she said the pain that you experience through labor and delivery, it only brings you closer to your baby. So I always had that in my head, like the pain that I'm feeling right now, whether it be early in the trimester, like Braxton Hicks contractions, I'm like, I'm only getting closer to seeing that beautiful little boy. And I just kept myself like those positive affirmations to keep me going. And I'm like, I got this. I can do it. My body was made for this. Women are superheroes. We can do this. And I just kept that going. And I just put it into fruition. Like, don't get me wrong, it was painful.
Was it, even though it was quick?
It was painful because like when I was having contractions that night, like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I could do this. Like everything that my doula taught me, I'm just like, everything, I called and I said, hey, everything you taught me is not working. The yoga ball, the rice bag, everything. Like, I just need you right now. And I just kept breathing. She's like, just breathe. And I'm like, okay, I can do it. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know about this. But I didn't know going into that bathtub, I was going to give birth at that moment. I thought I would have to wait a little bit longer.
You thought you were just sort of preparing. And that was actually...
Exactly. It was like lights, camera, action. Yeah, I didn't know because I had purchased, we had rented a birth pool and the right, holes, and we didn't even set that up. And I'm like, damn, like this is really happening. Like no one's here. It's just me and Ezayi. Like we're here and... it has to happen. So, yeah.
Wow. You mentioned maternal mortality rates for Black women. What other like sort of racial disparities exist when it comes to pregnancy-related deaths?
Yeah, like I feel like, and this is something that was covered on Betches Sub just a couple of days ago about, yeah, you know, physicians saying that, you know, Black skin, like, oh, you're tough. You got this. Like, don't worry about it. It's just in your head. That's not always true. Like, and I feel like within my community, like we don't want to go to the doctor because we're like, oh, we're just going to, let me wait it out. Let me drink some tea or let me just like take a Tylenol and everything will be fine. And we're actually afraid to go to the doctor because we're like, what are they going to tell me? Like get a second opinion or, you know, and it's really difficult because like, it doesn't matter like if you're rich or middle class or poor. However, like for example, like Serena Williams, like she almost died giving birth to her daughter. She was ignored, and that's a celebrity, someone in great fitness. And then you think about another mother who passed at 26, Shah Asia in Brooklyn, New York, and she was administered an epidural improperly. Like she passed away from that. So like the mistreatment that women of color get within the medical system is like actually very disappointing. it sucks. It really does. And hopefully there would be a change someday in this life. But, you know, when you think about like the history within gynecology, Black slaved women were experimented on with like any aesthetics, like no epidural. That was nothing. It was just like raw. Here's the pain. And that's that. So it goes back to like history, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that about Serena Williams. I didn't hear that actually. Wow.
Yeah. She talked about it. It's like all over. Like if you were to Google it, you can like listen and read about her birth story. It was like really, I was actually shocked because I'm like, this is the top tennis player. And she experienced this like almost like losing her life, giving birth to her daughter.
That's incredible. Absolutely awful. What about in postpartum care? Did you, when you said you did a lot of research or heard stories, do you feel that race impacts postpartum care?
Definitely, 100%. I feel like, you know, after giving birth, like, I think it's like, it's something. I don't know the term of it. My midwife would know. She would be proud of me.
What is it?
So it's like after giving birth of like checking, like there's like no blood clots and there isn't any, you know, just making sure that you're physically well. I know like some women after giving birth, like they'll have like multiple complications of like they may have clotting inside or weakness within their like muscles or things like that. And it's like, do doctors like check and see like, okay, how are you feeling? Like exercises and just giving like advice on like what they should be doing postpartum. It's more of like, okay, sit you up, you have the baby, you're good to go. Those like check-ins are really, really important. And that's something that my midwife provided to me, like checking on me like postpartum, like, hey, how is breastfeeding going? How's your abdominal pain? Like you're going to experience that. Like she prepared me for those things. And it was helpful. Like I was educated on that from my physician. I feel like some doctors in the hospitals, they'll just give you a piece of paper like, okay, here, go figure it out. And then you're all on your own. But my midwife and my doula took those extra steps just to make sure that, you know, postpartum was very informative and a easygoing process for me.
Right. And you knew what to sort of expect. I mean, nobody really knows exactly what to expect, but the range of things, yeah.
Exactly. And if I was feeling any pain, like they were like, do not hesitate to reach out to me. Let me know if you have any questions. Even if you have like the slightest like ache, let me know what you're feeling. And they can say, okay, maybe it's this or maybe it's that, but maybe we suggest you to go check it out or, you know, things like that they'll talk to me about.
So how did you go about finding your midwife and your doula, knowing that you wanted to make sure that you felt extremely safe and supported in your labor?
So I was actually listening to this other podcast, the Deadass podcast with Deval and Kadeen Ellis, and they're from Brooklyn. They're a millennial married couple. Yeah. So I've always listened to them and they talked about like their home birth process. And I was like, oh my God, like my midwife, like my future midwife, they talked about using her. And I was just like, oh my God, like she was in Long Island. And I went on her website and it said that she was no longer accepting Brooklyn clients. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, you know what, Keisha, you better shoot your shot, girl. Like I'm going to reach out to her and just give her a phone call and let her know like, hey, I'm a new mom. I heard about you. I read reviews. I would love, you know, if you would consider me as a client of yours. And she got my voicemail and she reached back out to me. She's like, hey, just letting you know that, you know, she didn't know, she wasn't retiring at that time. She told me, but she reached out to me. She said something about your vibe and your energy. She said, I would love to take you on as a client. And then it was history from there. Like I was so happy. And I ended up finding her because I went to my OBGYN and I told her like, hey, I'm pregnant. And this is my thoughts. Like I want to have a home birth. And she was like, oh yeah, don't do that. Like, that's so like ancient. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, yeah, girl, I'm never coming back to you. Like she was fired. You're fired. And I was like, I'm never going back to her. So that's when I did my research on my midwife. And then my midwife actually referred me to Nicole CC Birthing Freedom. She referred me to her because they worked with other clients together before. So I had like a whole interview process of like five doulas and Nicole like resonated with me like 100%.
So what kind of question, like, what was your like main question that you asked?
Yeah, I asked them, has anyone died? Has anyone died in your care? Like, I was just like, I went straight to the point. Like, have you experienced any complications? And they were very honest. Like, some mothers probably may have needed to have been rushed to the hospital. But in most cases, majority of their birth were all successful. And they told me that, hey, like, every birth experience is very different, and I'm not mm-hmm. going to sell you a dream that it's going to be easy peasy, beautiful cover girl. It's not going to be like that. But we will be here to guide you and create the most beautiful experience for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Speaking of those kind of scary questions, did you have a backup plan, like an emergency backup plan?
Yeah, my midwife did. So she said in case of an emergency, I would have to be transported to the nearest hospital. And when she told me the name of it, I was like, they don't got a good reputation. So I don't know. But the midwife unit is very, very like well known for like their care. So I felt comfortable. And I was like, if my midwife said that it's good, I trust her. And I was like, I feel confident. So kind of like right. having to map out, okay, in case of an emergency, here's where the car is parked. This is how many lights that it takes, how much minutes it'll take to get there. So we had to think about that as well, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank we God had it didn't to, like, come to
structure
that.
Everything out.
Let's go back to the story. So your son is born. You're in the bathtub. Your boyfriend is panicking. What's his vibe?
He was actually calm. Like, he just kept asking me, like, okay, babe, is he breathing? And I'm like, yes, he's breathing.
Was he Don't crying?
No, my son was not crying. He was just like cooing and just like real like calm. He was so calm. Okay. He didn't cry. Oh my gosh. That's why my boyfriend was asking me. He was like, is he crying? Is he alive? Is he good? Is he breathing? And I'm like, yes, he's good. He's breathing. And while he's on the phone with my midwife and vlogging.
He's vlogging it.
Yeah, like I wanted to vlog my home birth, but it did not happen the way I wanted it. It was supposed to be like five other people, like my mom and my dad and my best friend, Adriana, was supposed to be the vlogger, but that did not happen.
He had to capture
some moments. Yeah, I have like some snippets of like my birth, but afterwards it was nice.
So you guys are in the tub and then your midwife and doula show up, right? And what did they say? What happened? And then my follow-up question is like, did you ever have to go to a hospital or you just stayed at home and recovered there?
Stayed at home. So when my midwife saw me, she was like, girl, I am so proud of you. I was like, really? She said she's so proud of me. She said, you being my last client, my last family, I should say, I'm very proud of you. Like, you did it. And I was like, I felt so good. And I was like on cloud nine. And then my doula came and she was just like, how are you feeling? Like, checked on me. She's like, I'm really, really proud of you. You did it. Like, now it's just time to relax and we're here to take care of you. But I did not have to go to a hospital. Everything happened at home. So when my midwife came, she helped me she thought that I would have already delivered my placenta, but she did it. So when she came, she helped me to my bed and everything happened at bed. So she laid out all of like the chuck pads and I just laid there and she did everything she needed to do. So she delivered my placenta. I had like a very, very small tear. So she stitched me up a little bit and everything happened at home. I did not have to go to the hospital at all. Weighed the baby, his footprint, all of his checking. The only thing that I had to do was go to his pediatrician.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, he just had to go to his pediatrician probably like a couple days after he was born to do like blood work or something, just like checkups, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's amazing. It sounds like even though it was kind of hectic, even though it seems like pretty calm and smooth, and the fact that your son wasn't even crying, just cooing, like, that's so so sweet.
I think that's what made it a little bit easier for me of like, I didn't have to panic because he was like crying or there wasn't anything like his like cord wrapped around. Like, it wasn't anything like that, which I was like, okay, like I can be calm. He's calm. So let me just like be calm. Like, be calm was just like going around in my head over and over and over. Yeah.
But my last question before we go to the listener questions is, would you do it again?
100%.
Okay, so you're home birth. 100%.
Home birth advocate. Like, I am a home birth advocate. And, you know, one thing I forgot to mention was not everyone is a candidate to have a home birth. So I would say, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, have a home birth, because some people could be at high risk. So that's a different story. But when you have a home birth, you're pretty much in full control of your birth experience. Like, you can eat. Like, I know when you go to the hospital, like, my friends was like, oh yeah, doctors say that you can't eat. That's a lie. You can 100% eat. My midwife was like, eat as much as you want. Just be comfortable in your own space. If you want to drink juice, if you want to drink tea, you do that. And everything else comes out naturally. Like, it's our body. But it's just, like, very, very different. Having, like, candles and, like music to kind of, like, enlighten the mood. And it just creates that, like, beautiful ambiance for you.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess home birth it is.
Yeah, like, I recommend it. I recommend it for sure.
So, okay, listener questions. The first one is about, like, the cost. So did insurance cover it, or were there all costs for home births out of pocket?
So home births are not covered by insurance. So I definitely had to come out of pocket. So it was around, give or take, if you want to estimate everything, I'll probably, like, $15,000. Wow. Maybe $15,000 to $20,000 out of pocket. Yeah, medical, like, the insurances will not cover that, because, I mean, what benefit are they getting out of it?
You right. know? Even though you had to do it yourself, it was still.
You know what's crazy? That's the question. That's the question that I get so often, of like, Keisha, you literally, like, you did the pain. You did it, girl. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I feel like that was probably, like, the best investment that I've made, knowing that I had that security. I had an amazing birth team, my doula and my midwife. My partner, he was amazing. Just, like, having a birth team, to just that reassurance, just made me feel like it was worth it. Like, spending all this money, I'm like, damn, I delivered this whole baby by myself. Like, but the follow-up and the follow-up and the care, and even before, like, right. I gave birth, everything was just, like, so easygoing, and it was just, like, it was perfect. It was great. Education, the preparation, all the testing I did and things like that, it was definitely worth it. I feel like I probably wouldn't having gotten that care in a hospital.
Right. Having had my baby in a hospital and having a very drastically different story. yours sounds kind of nice.
I know.
Another question is, what pain management tools did you prepare, or, like, did you have? You talked about a yoga ball or a bouncy ball or something. What helped most, and what was not helpful?
I think definitely the bouncy ball was, like, really cool, of, like, rocking my hips side to side. Another thing that's so good, like, when you're pregnant, is dancing, moving your hips and the movement of your body, exercising. Those things definitely helped.
You mean during pregnancy, not, like, during? Like, I meant through the contractions. Was there anything?
Yeah. Like, just, like, even if it's, like, doing squats or, like, moving my hips from side to side, or right. Oxytocin is probably, like, the best thing. So, like, one thing with, like, my boyfriend, like, hugging me and just kissing me on my head and say, baby, it's okay, rocking me from side to side, or just playing a song and we're, like, dancing together, like, that helped it. And if I felt the pain, I'm like, okay, I'm having a moment. He'll hold my hand and say, okay, breathe. Okay, I'm breathing. So just, like, having that was, like, really helpful. But then it got to a point when I'm just like, man, screw this. Like,
yeah.
Woo, I need this to, like, keep going. So, like, when I got into that space, it was like, all right, it's like lights, camera, action. And that's when I had called my doula, and I'm like, yeah, everything we talked about is, like, out the window, and I need help. Like, I can't deal with it right now.
Right. So in that moment, there's really nothing that.
Yeah. Does. You just have to, like, bear and, like,
it's just, yeah.
You have to, like, and I feel like the most important thing is just to take deep, deep breaths, like, breathe in and out, because they help. Like, when I was having contractions, I would, like, breathe through them. And even if you're, like, screaming, just because you're screaming or crying, or, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It's just how you're dealing with that. And it's okay to do so. Like, so if you want to scream from the top of your lungs, by all means, scream.
That was me. screaming into a pillow before I got to the hospital.
And that is totally fine.
Kneeled down, like on the floor. It was crazy. Speaking of screaming, another question is, do the neighbors hear what's happening and think, what WTF?
I 100%, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they do, because I live in a fourth floor walk up. So I'm on the top floor, and I'm pretty sure, like, from my bedroom, like if I was like walking to the hallway and I'm like screaming, I'm sure that they would hear me because you know, it's pretty loud. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't hear anything, because I wasn't like, I would like scream in my room, but it would be like, ooh, like making those sounds, like breathing and trying to like embrace the pain. So I don't think that they heard me. Because it wasn't like those moments where I was like screaming from the top of my lungs. But I'm pretty sure if it was that, they would definitely hear me. And they'll probably be like, are you okay? What is going on? And if they would have knocked my door, I'd be like, get out. Like, I would have like,
do you want to deliver this baby?
Yeah. Like, get out now. But I'm pretty sure they would hear.
Or get some gloves on.
Right. Exactly. You're going to help me, or you're going to just get the hell out the way. Yeah.
What was the cleanup process like? I guess, was there any cleanup process?
Yeah. So this is something that my midwife and doula, they shared with me. They said, girl, you made this process so easy for us, because if I was to give birth in my birth pool, they would have had to drain out the water, then clean up the inside and disinfect. It was literally just my bathtub of like cleaning out the blood and stuff, the clotting. And my mom helped with that, with my doula. The cleanup process pretty much was with my placenta. Like, I had let my placenta lay on the side so like my son could get like all of the blood before cutting his cord. We had to make sure it was like crystal clear. And then the cleanup process was just like throwing away the chuck pads, you know, washing any bedding or whatever. But it was a very simple process, and I didn't have to worry about anything, because my midwife, my doula, my mom, she made me breakfast. It was just like so easy, like, so
that's wild.
It was just so beautiful.
Were you worried that, like, speaking of like the sterilization of the pool, but when you were like, okay, it's go time, you need to go in this tub, were you worried at all about, like, cause you're just using regular running water, or did you do something?
So even with, if me filling up the bathtub, like, I would have to use my sink, my I guess my kitchen sink, and screw the pipe through, and then it'll filter through. So I guess it was pretty much just that, but I wasn't more so worried about that being a problem, because I didn't think of it being that
difficult. I'm sure you didn't have a lot of time
the sterilization of the water. No, I didn't worry about that. And then I'm a fairly clean person, so like I clean my bathtub like every week. So I guess like when mothers go into this, and I'm not sure if you experience this, but like you have like that nesting moment of like, I don't know when my baby's coming, but you just get into a mood where you're just cleaning, washing baby's clothes, and just like preparing for baby. So I guess the timing was right. And I was like, at that point, I didn't care about that water. I said, just maybe need to come out and deliver him.
It wasn't, even a thought. To go.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing. So when your son came, were you like, okay, now what? Like, how do I put on a diaper or like swaddle this kid? Like, how did you tackle like what to do?
Yeah, I literally did not know anything. I was just like, okay, like this pamper, like, same. I have nieces. I have a younger niece at the time. And so like, I guess like learning with her, but it was, it was different. Cause I'm just like, okay, like, am I supposed, and I'm taking notes. I'm like, okay, so the baby's supposed to have how many diapers? Like one black poopy diaper, and then the everything else is yellow. And I'm like writing it down. I'm just like, oh my God, like, I hope I'm not missing it. And I have like this tracker, and I'm like, like, oh my God, they, he's missing one diaper. Yeah. So like, I was like trying to figure it out that way. But like everyone says, there is no rule book to parenting. You just got to go with the flow, and we're going to make mistakes, at the, you know, during the process, but we learn from it. So I was just like, okay. But my mom being there with me for like a month and a half was just so helpful. So, so helpful.
Wow. I just, that's amazing. I was freaking out. I was like, I can't swaddle. What is swaddling?
Yeah. My son did not like swaddling at all. Like, he burst out of, you cannot swaddle that boy. He was like, it's not for me. He will burst out of it. Like, that's incredible. Great.
Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing your birth story with me, with the Betches Moms listeners. And so now let's do a no mom guilt segment. Keisha, you said you have a no mom guilt that you want to share. So let's, I want to hear it. What's your no mom guilt?
So my no mom guilt is having time for myself, having me time. Before I was like, I just actually went to the Bahamas, me and my boyfriend, we went to the Bahamas and it was amazing. And I'm like thinking about my son, I'm like, oh my God, like I love my son. But I'm like, you know what? Man, fuck that. Like, I deserve this time. Like, yeah. I've been on 24/7 and I'm going to take these 5 days and four nights and just enjoy myself. And I did that. And I definitely missed him. But I did not feel guilty for it because mothers need that. Like, we literally do everything for our babies, not downplaying fathers, but mothers are the epitome of everything. Like, yeah. We literally do it.
We take on a lot.
So we take on a lot. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to feel bad for having a couple days to myself. And I definitely deserved it.
You deserve a vacation for every month that you breastfed.
Let me tell you, give me a sabbatical leave because I need it.
It's
a lot. And I was like, I thought I would feel guilty and I did a little bit, but I'm like, you know what? No, I deserve it.
I love that. I love it. Well, thank you so, so much, Keisha, for sharing your story and just giving us all the details. So if somebody has any questions or if, you know, if they are considering home birth, and are you open to people reaching out to you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can reach out to me on Instagram, @TheOfficialKeisha_, LinkedIn, Keisha Toussaint. Facebook, Keisha Toussaint, or on my business page, powered by melanin_. I'm on all of those pages. So feel free to reach out to me and connect with me. I'm an open book, so feel free to ask some questions.
I love it. Well, thank you again so much. And that is it for this episode of Betches Moms. Don't forget to rate, review, follow us on Apple and Spotify, follow Betches Moms on Instagram. You can follow me at Aileen on Instagram. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com.
Betches.